Everybody, it's your man Headcrack, and this is the Dish Nation podcast or audio boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey, y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy, Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now that's it for ATL. Now over to LA. What up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now that's our team. Now on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go.
Welcome to Dish Nation, everybody!
Yeah,
it's Friday!
Yes.
We have so much entertainment news to talk about, news. It's going to be a good show. It's a Friday. Everybody's in a good mood. Brat is out. Portia is out. But Eva Marcil is sitting in with us. We love him.
Oh, yeah.
Also, here in Los Angeles, Frank and I are honored to be with Chuy Martinez.
Oh, thank you.
Chuy.
Hey,
you said that so ethnically.
I love it. Chuy. All right. Later, we go thirst trapping with some Real Housewives. And, oh, my God.
Good stuff.
You're
going
to love these pictures.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Also, Dean McDermott stops by the studio to dish with us about his latest podcast, Daddy Issues. And speaking of daddy issues, Father's Day is right around the corner. So we want to wish a very happy Father's Day to Frank Kramer.
Thank you.
To Ricky Smiley.
Yes.
To Headcrack.
Oh, thank
Gary,
you
I don't think you have babies and Chuy, none that you know of.
No, good.
Dang.
Damn, Gary.
So happy Father's Day to all the fathers out there. All right, so here's what we're going to switch gears a little bit from Father's Day and talk about Jennifer Lawrence. We haven't talked about her in a while, but she's back in the news and she's gushing.
What?
Over.
We can show this footage?
We're going to have to blur a little bit, but she's gushing over her fiance, Cook Maroney. Oh. And during a recent episode of Kat Sadler's podcast, Naked with Kat, the Oscar winner opened up about her love for Maroney. And when asked why she chose to marry him, Jennifer Lawrence said this.
Why Cook? How did you know? Did you know overnight? Was this like instantaneous?
Oh, that's a cute question. Why Cook?
Why Cook?
He's the greatest human being I've ever met. He really is, and he gets better. I don't know. I started with the basics, you know? How do I feel? Is he nice? Is he kind? Is he... It's just... I don't know. He's just the one. I know that sounds really stupid, but he's just... He's the greatest person I've ever met, so I feel very honored to become a Maroney.
Aww.
But my God, the best human she's ever met.
Human.
She's connected to Coldplay guy.
Chris Martin.
Mm-hmm. Somebody before that, she dated for a long time.
They were trying to put it with Bradley Cooper for a second, right?
Yeah, when they did Silver Linings Playbook,
ooh,
I think they
were.
Well, Maroney is the best.
No, I don't think. I mean, I've never been called the best human someone's ever met that I know.
I know.
Maybe they're saying it behind my back, and if they have, say it to my face. It'd be nice to hear once in a while.
Your wife didn't say that at your wedding, like in her vows?
I don't think so. I was drunk, so I'm not really sure what.
Well, speaking of great humans, President Trump is the talk of the internet again. Now, after a now-deleted tweet went viral of him tweeting that he had met with the Prince of Wales. The problem is he spelled it W-H-A-L-E-S.
Wow.
Now,
oh, my God. He's...
Now, anybody who's read a book or two, you know that Charles the Prince of Wales is spelled W-A-L-E-S, which is the correct spelling. W-A-L-E-S.
W?
Yeah.
Yeah, so he spelled it with an H. I'm like, he's going,
you and Donald go hang out somewhere.
Oh. You know, Donald's like, you know, I've met a lot of whales.
All right.
Met a lot of whales, but Prince Harry is the prince of all the whales. And you're like, what are you talking? It's not, God.
Well, you know, the internet had a field day and they reacted to the way he misspelled the word by posting memes to signify whales. Now, this user posted this picture with the caption, first photos of the Trump meeting with the Prince of Wales.
They got Aquaman on there.
Aquaman is the obvious place to go because he is truly the Prince of Wales.
Moby Dick.
And seahorses. And oh my also, God. My favorite one, this one right here. Look at this one with the quote. The Fresh Prince of Wales.
That's funny.
Oh, my God.
Maybe Trump did this on purpose because he likes me.
Frank, he absolutely 100% thought that he met the Prince of Wales.
I thought Shamu was Prince of Wales. It's Harry. It's Prince of Wales. Yes.
I love Free Willy. SeaWorld is my favorite place.
I wanted it.
We discovered a new planet, SeaWorld.
Oh, my God, that is fantastic.
Oh, my God.
I also want to meet the Duchess of Dolphins.
I said to her I'd like to flip her over.
We've been invaded by the Salvation Army. We're going to notify the old Navy to tell them to put a stop to this and meet them at the coast. I know one person that can solve all this, Sergeant Slaughter. All right, y'all, it's Friday, and that means it's time for another
Thursday with the Stars.
All right, we're going to switch things up a little bit different today. We got two battles today. First one is Heidi with newly single Irina Shayk versus Shuey with happily boot up Britney Spears.
Yo,
how you guys set it off?
Wait till you see this picture. Irina Shayk, newly single, Bradley Cooper's ex, okay? She's enjoying her solo Shaykation. So she put the shot on Instagram with a leaf and an at sign, Intimi Simi Official, which is an Italian lingerie company. One of the people who liked the photo was talent agent Christian Carino. That's Lady Gaga's ex-boyfriend.
Ooh. Ex-fiancé,
ex-fiancé, yes, ex-fiancé.
But I bet everyone liked this picture. Like, look at her ass. It's perfect. Yeah. I like
her
the picture.
Her ass is so...
And you know, white girls' asses aren't usually as... She did that.
This is literally the first time I've noticed Irina Shayk.
She looks
good. All right, who you got?
All right.
Chewy.
It's not only the single people who are thirst trapping out there, all right? Yo, our girl Britney Spears with her boyfriend, Sam Asghari. I hope I said that right. They were hanging out on a yacht in Miami.
Oh, my God.
And with the caption saying, Miami with Mia Mort, Sam Asghari. And she even included the emojis, a flower, a bikini, and a boat. Wow, congratulations.
Baby, I'm surprised she could stand up, honey. I'm like,
is that something in his pocket?
That's what I was wondering. Is that a bird or what?
All right, Asghari.
Girl.
Been, okay. As far as the thirst trapping goes, I think in this particular case, I'm going to give this round to Chewy and his couple for thirst trapping. You. Not so much Britney, but he totally is. I mean, with the hiked up legs, he's flexing his thighs. He's thirst trapping. What do y'all think? Does Chewy win or Heidi win?
Yeah, I'm going to go with Heidi's joint, man. That I really should.
Yeah, she thirst trapping.
Well, our second thirsty battle is a battle with the Real Housewives. Gary versus Frank versus Eva. No, you got Gary.
All right, baby. First, honey, we have baby Miss Kenya Moore, who just gave birth, honey, to her daughter, little Miss Brooklyn, just 7 months ago. And, honey, let me tell y'all, she is looking snatched.
Holy
yes, bitch. She posted this picture with the caption, "Body Complete RX, my secret is out."
She doesn't even look like she had a baby. Maybe like the baby had, huh?
And when you put your arms above your head, that's also another way to like elongate and look really good.
So give me some points.
No, I'm not gonna do that.
Give me some points.
Oh my God.
How do you? How? Like that? Like that?
Heidi, you have really good boobs.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
What about my boobs?
You're definitely a B cup.
All right, Frank, who you got?
Okay, up next from The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, we have Lisa Rinna.
Yes. Hey, Rinna.
This mother of two shared this photo with the caption, "Drunk Rinna in paradise," and the emojis, a palm tree, happy face, a fish, bikini, and a kiss.
Love it.
So Lisa is 55.
Wow.
Not bad, 55.
What you got, Eva?
The former Real Housewives of Beverly Hills star Yolanda Hadid, who's a single mother of three, Instagrammed this shot with the caption, "Love my happy place, hashtag magical sea, hashtag Tahiti, hashtag World Ocean Day." You better work, Miss Hadid. She looks like her daughters.
This is why Eva loses thirst trapping, because the hashtag World Ocean Day, like she actually posted the picture to support the clean ocean.
That's a good point.
So she's really not looking for look at me. She's like, look at me.
Yes, she is. She's taking her pants off.
She's got her face. She got her thumbs on the sides of her bikini, bringing it down.
That's coming off.
That's coming off.
Woo.
She looks good.
Yeah, like out of the three housewives, who y'all rocking with? I mean, my nomination is for Kenya.
Kenya Moore, definitely.
Oh, for sure. I mean, I'll agree with you.
Well,
there
I'm going with Brittany because she brought extra.
We not even on that one.
She's not a housewife.
Gary's still looking at her boyfriend's picture.
Gary's like, bring those little red shorts. All right, after the break, we've got a lesbian love story you might not expect. Don't go anywhere. What?
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
All right, welcome back to Dish Nation. Now, Heidi, I have a story that you are definitely going to enjoy.
Finally.
Yes, you will. My Little Pony. Y'all familiar? Yeah. My Little Pony is ready to take a dip into the lady pond or the lady barn or wherever
stable.
Ponies
live. The lady stable. I'm not what I'm calling it from now on.
Oh, hell yeah.
My lady stable.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
I guess the final season of My Little Pony Friendship is Magic will include a lesbian pony couple. Yeah.
I love it.
An upcoming episode titled The Last Crusade will feature Aunt Holiday and Auntie Lofty, a couple who lives together and takes care of the school-age character Scootaloo.
Scootaloo!
Yay!
Oh,
that's great.
Why do they have to make one a Maine hater? I don't need a Maine.
I don't need no Maine.
Her Maine is tucked in. She hates Maine that much.
Like, I think one of the lesbian horses has to have the short on the sides and top, you know,
I
the business.
It.
Yes.
And the party Maine in the back, the long Maine back here, but then keep the front Maine nice and short and spiky.
But let's be real. For a second. Is anybody surprised My Little Pony? Because they've always been doing the rainbow colors this whole time anyway.
It's not that big of a stretch. I think it would have been a bigger deal if Betty and Wilma from the Flintstones told Fred and Barney, look, you guys are out. We're together now.
We need some time in the van.
Yeah.
Alone.
Hanna and Barbara. Is that Hanna Barbera? That's the lesbian version of all those shows.
Or maybe you could have given Smurfette a girlfriend.
Oh,
yeah, because
wonderful.
Something needed to happen. She was the only girl, and yet somehow they populated that whole village. All right, y'all, it's time for a dish double tap.
Yeah,
and as promised, last week, every Friday, social media star and actress Jess Hilarious is going to be dishing an exclusive Just With The Mess just for our Dish Nation fam. And just like her name, you know it's going to be hilarious. So let's see what Jess is talking about this week.
Hey there, it's Jess With The Mess, and today we're doing 90s rap versus today's rap. Let's read Method Man, All I Need. You made a brother feel like he was something. That's why I'm with you to this day, boo, no fronting. Even when the skies were gray, you would rub me on my back and say, baby, it'll be okay. No, that's real to a brother like me, baby. Never, ever give my away. Keep it tight, aight? Very fluent, understood every word. Now let's read some 2019 Gucci Man Computer Love. Good brain, she don't even need a tutor. Wow, a shooter. I'll shoot a shooter. Bah, bah. Long money. I don't even need a ruler. Wow. A big dog. I ain't even been a poodle. Grr. So much ice on my bitch. She need a cooler. Brr, brr. And I just stirred the peas like Luda. Like Luda? But drop it low like you be doing on that computer. Compu, compu. You want alone? Get your love. I want computer love. Ha. So drop it low and back it back like a computer does. They do that?
Yo, I could hear Jess Hilarious do that all day.
Yeah. That is so funny.
And it's true, though.
Those lyrics read like a ransom note.
Yeah. No, they
like,
do.
The clippings.
I feel dumb now.
You didn't say anything.
But you're still better than Gucci Mane.
I just think it's ridiculous. They need to put cue cards up. Because I mean, you don't understand what they're saying, huh?
Sounds like the action in one of those Batman TV shows.
Kapow!
All right, so listen up. You can catch Jess Hilarious at the Funny Bone in Richmond this weekend, of course, on Dish Nation every Friday as our Dish Double Tap for exclusive Just With The Mess. Well, guys, congratulations are in order for Drake and the Raptors as last night they became the first non-U.S. team to ever win the NBA title. And I guess the Drake curse is definitely over. And to celebrate, Drake dropped two new songs. So big ups to you, Drake and the Raptors, and all you Canadians out there, eh?
All right, well, coming up, a reality star Dean McDermott stops by the Dish Nation studios to talk to us about his life with Tori Spelling, his brand new podcast called Daddy Issues. So we're going to have him and have a ton of fun with him all after the break. Stay right there.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome. Welcome to Dish Nation, everybody. Oh, yes, you're in for a treat today because we have Renaissance man Dean McDermott. You know him. He's an actor. He's an author. He's a chef. He's also married to our favorite girl on TV and our favorite girl from Beverly Hills, Tori Spelling from Beverly Hills 90210.
Oh, yeah.
Mr. Dean McDermott.
Thank you.
Good to see you, Dean.
Thank you. Good to see you guys.
Now, here's the thing. Dean, you have five kids and a little bit of information for the audience. You used to be my neighbor.
Yes.
And you'd run into Tori and Dean, you know, they're out in the afternoon with their kids, and with five kids, I would stop and talk to you for a second, and it's like, wait, whoa, hang on, Liam, hang on.
It's like herding cats.
You, alone with the five kids, do you have that crazy moment alone where, you know, Tori wasn't there to help you?
Well, yeah, because she's in Vancouver right now filming Beverly Hills 90210.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so, which is awesome.
You got the five kids all alone.
So, yeah, I'm rocking, yeah, I'm solo dad right now, and, I don't know where they are right now. You know, I got the little guy in the car with the window cracked.
He'll be fine.
Three of them are in school. Yeah. The other two, I don't know.
Do you guys have a code word if you guys want to have some private time alone and the five kids are around? Do you have a code word?
Get out.
So your podcast, Daddy Issues.
Daddy Issues, yes. It is myself and comedian Adam Hunter and Nikki Paris. I'm a dad of six. Adam is a new daddy, and Nikki still needs his daddy.
Oh,
so we've
Nikki.
Got these three. You've got the old sage, got the young dad, and the fabulous gay man who kind of have, we all have three different perspectives on life and parenting and...
Is it all about just being a dad and parenting and the trials and tribulations?
No, it's not. You know what? We start the show off that way. You know, we let our guests run the show. Unlike here, where I'm getting inundated with questions.
Yeah, exactly. Like,
stick to the script. Inquisition? What is this?
Where we are right now, it sounds like we should play a little game called Blurt It Out.
Yeah, we're going to ask you a question, and then you just blurt out the answer. All right? It's Blurt It Out. So here we go. First one is favorite celebrity couple to hang out with?
Tori and Dean.
All right.
I can't think of a better couple to hang out with.
All right, how about this one? Craziest place you and Tori ever made love?
On a child. No.
Were they you
kidding.
Did that.
Oh,
they were probably
kidding.
Sleeping in bed with you and you snuck one.
That probably happens, right?
They'll never
come on.
All right, name the last Tori Lifetime movie that you saw.
Mother May I Sleep with Danger, the remake with James Franco.
Ooh, all right. And a Lifetime movie was made of you, if a Lifetime movie was made of you and Tori's life, who would you want to play each of you?
Oh, Brad Pitt, obviously.
Brad Pitt,
and then for Tori.
And now she's making out with Brad Pitt. That's not going to be troublesome?
No, I'm watching that. Are you what?
Well, thank you, Dean, for stopping by, and you
Thanks
can check out
me.
All new episodes of the Daddy Issues podcast every single week. And don't you go anywhere, because we've got more Dish after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back, you guys. All right, it's time for Dish Gone Viral. Okay, this video is so funny, you guys. Even Will Smith reposted it on his Instagram. And even though it's in Spanish, you know, pranking and making your mom mad is universal. Check this video.
Oh, all right.
Mami,
te
hablo por teléfono, boy. Habla ahí.
¿Quién habla?
Habla.
¿Aló?
¿Quién es?
¿Quién habla?
When a Latina mom or a tia or a grandma or whoever has a chancla, just get ready. It's going to be thrown.
It's coming at you.
That's the official weapon of every Latin woman.
Okay, so
mom.
Como se dice flip-flop chancla?
Chancleta.
Okay. Oh, my.
Yo, mom was like, hola. Who's this?
¿Quién es?
Like? She looked bad. I was like, check her pulse first, then give her the phone.
Oh, my God. I love that you don't even need to understand the language
right.
in that video.
Right.
It's hysterical.
The next time she falls asleep, they need to draw a chancla on her face.
Yeah.
Wake up with a flip-flop on her face.
Abuela, like, abuela, there's somebody on the chancla for you.
Oh, you have a chancla.
Hello? You
do. Hand me the phone, honey. Hand me the phone.
Hello? Uh-huh.
Hola, abuelita, sí. Estoy aquí en la casa.
Who was the old spy that talked into his shoe?
It's the antenna.
Yeah, exactly.
See, mommy, I'm on my way.
Get smart.
Yeah, let's get smart. It's one of those guys.
Oh, my God.
That's hilarious. Wardrobe provided by Robert Graham.
Dish Nation.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.